Pandora and Her Sisters. Perhaps soon to become a rom-com on witch siblings, Pandora, Panama and Paradise Are All Leaks, a CIA self-amusing parody of WikiLeaks, exposing corruption and the offshoring investment by people the empire is discarding or warning. Jordan too warm to Syria, Blair just too revolting. The best they could get on Putin was an apartment bought offshore by an early alleged girlfriend, but the mockingbirds made his picture a main emblem, and no corruption was North American or threatened any rival US tax haven, Delaware, Nevada, Alaska. But Pandora, dangerous anciently with myth, does linger because of its name, as if it might backfire. Indeed, the classic Pandora written by Hesiod, assembled as a vengeance by the gods against the gift of fire Prometheus bestowed on mankind, was in itself contradicted by earlier versions of Pandora as an earthen good gift giver. And the box was an urn, of course, but due to Erasmus's mistranslation of Petos, we have some fine representations of dangerous boxes and delicious women in art, including the Louise Brooks movie. Louise's small smile sleeks slowly in the back of the mind disingenuously, but the idea of evil scattering wildly about the world from one human accidentally backed by divine conspiracy theory, from a Hesiodic Athenian patriarchy, is one any intelligence agency would own as a safe, sure hierarchy. Last gods in laughing loyalty return, lost evils leaked, betrayed from a rich urn. In the rom-com, perhaps, Pandora would have to be the oldest and loveliest of them. She would have dark eyes like Louise from within, which kind light disperses out as sin. There is some exhaustion in her imagination, but the other two have another problem. They have been written as a clear emotion. Corruption leaks its power in the open.